Right, and I think Jonnu Smith has the chance to take that next leap. He's looked pretty consistent himself in camp. He has 19 receptions so far. That's second on the team offensively behind Jacoby Myers, according to Mark Daniels' stats here. So if that's the case, that means he could emerge as that primary tight end that they wanted him to. Right. Hunter Henry took that role pretty easily. If they have two tight ends contributing like this, they'll be in good shape.
Right, and I think that's where, to me, it all comes back to the pass protection, because the receivers, I think, could be the best they've been for the Patriots since 2018. They could have at least one, if not two, good tight ends. I've already mentioned how I like the running back group, but even if you have all that working, if you're having trouble getting it right up front and blocking, doesn't really matter. And that's why not just the Patricia offensive coordinator thing is starting to concern me a little, the offensive line coach piece of it, because those are still two big jobs, right? To be an offensive coordinator is a big job. To be an offensive line coach is a big job. To do both of them together when you haven't done the OC one before and the O-line coach you haven't done in 15 years, as smart as he is, that's a tough thing to ask anybody. And that's where I worry, is he going to be able to do one of those duties effectively, but it's going to take away from the other, and then that's going to end up hurting both.
Yeah, and I think, especially with the Patriots offense and the system they've had in place for 20 years, it's going to take a while to turn the page on that.
Yeah.
Especially, I think Ted Johnson was on 98.5. He brought up this point here that the Patriots would just add wrinkles to each play with each passing year, and all they would do is add a number to it, essentially, for Tom Brady to switch one specific thing to the offense, which is probably why a lot of receivers have gotten confused over the years when they've been brought in.
This may help. Like, Tyquan Thornton seems to have caught on pretty well in training camp. Maybe this helps a guy like him. Maybe it helps a new addition like Devontae Parker. And maybe it helps Kendrick Bourne, a great athlete, not have to think as much. Boom, get the ball in space and go. And, again, if that ends up happening, this will be a change, and it'll be a good change. But we haven't seen that yet. And I think that's why this Thursday night is more important to the Patriots offense than your typical preseason game. They're always important because you want to develop, you want to see how things work. But when things have not gone great so far in training camp, I think this is more important than your typical preseason game, just like I think the joint practices next week are going to be more important than even your typical joint practices.
How much do you think we see? How much of the starters do you think we see in this game tomorrow? Is this one where Mac Jones goes out for a quarter or maybe two series?
I think two series, and I think it's going to depend how they look, though. Like, if they go three and out twice, maybe you'll see a third series. If they have one at least sustained drive, I think that's enough. I think I look more so even to those joint practices next week. You're going to see a lot of the Patriots' first offense against the Panthers' first defense, and you're probably going to see more of that than the first two preseason games combined. I'm really looking forward to those. But again, I think even with the backups in tomorrow, you can still have a night. Does this scheme look like it's working? Even with that, like, does it look fluid? Of course, backups are never going to be as good as the starters as far as how things look, but does it at least look like, okay, they're on the same page? Because right now it doesn't always look that way in practice.
No, it does not, and I think we're going to really see if the defense is for real next week when Baker Mayfield comes to town and is starting to throw passes against your D. I'm curious to see if Jack Jones can step up as a corner. I want to see if Jalen Mills can continue to have a decent camp like he's been showing, and I want to see if Christian Barmore can get a few shots at him.
Yeah, and defensively, I think the biggest question on the entire the biggest question on the entire team is this updated offensive scheme and how it's going to fit with Patricia and Judge and the players. But I think the biggest pure personnel roster question, who are the two starting outside cornerbacks for the Patriots this year? Jalen Mills did it a lot last year. I thought he was average. Again, not great, not bad, average. But J.C. Jackson, who was great, he's now gone. Stephon Gilmore, who a few years ago was Defensive Player of the Year, obviously he's gone. So who's that other outside corner? Now, Malcolm Butler was signed, but he doesn't fully look like he's back with it yet. I wonder if it's either Jack Jones or, reports are, Jonathan Jones, who in my opinion is one of the best slot corners in the NFL, over the last couple of days has been getting work on the outside because Marcus Jones, draft pick out of Houston, has looked really good in the slot. So we don't know yet. It's probably going to be Jalen Mills at one outside corner, but we don't know yet who that other outside corner is. And to me, from a pure roster spot standpoint, I think that's the most interesting battle on the team.
Feels like it. It seems like a bunch of guys have had pass breakups. Another one that has burst onto the scene, Joshua Bledsoe.
Yeah, at safety. And that's the thing. The Patriots, to me, their cornerbacks have a lot of questions. I think their safeties is one of the best groups in the league. I think Devin McCourty is still an elite-level safety. I think Kyle Duggar is going to have a great year, super athletic. But then you have, like, Jabril Peppers, Joshua Bledsoe.
Completely forgot. They signed him, too.
Exactly. Adrian Phillips. You have this loaded safety dynamic. So I think as big as the questions they have at corner, they're going to have one of the better safety groups in the NFL. It's really, who's that second corner? Because I think their safeties are going to be great. I think Christian Barrymore is going to be great. I think Matthew Judon's going to be great. Then it comes to, all right, so Christian Barrymore can get to the quarterback.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
Gary Harvey, good evening to you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, Washington, where this evening the Las Vegas Aviators take on the Tacoma Rainiers, the Aviators, Oakland's AAA team. The Rainiers are aligned and affiliated with the Seattle Mariners, who play right up the road from here in Seattle. So this is game two, and it's a partly cloudy evening here. We had some rain earlier in the day. In fact, some thunderstorms late this morning, but that cleared away, and the forecast is pretty good. You never know up here in the Pacific Northwest what the rain's going to do, but right now things are looking good for the Las Vegas Aviators, coming off a thoroughly forgettable homestand against Reno. They came in here yesterday looking for answers, ways to break the seven-game losing streak, and they did it. They won the game 10-4. They muscled up with a couple of big home runs, and our pregame guest tonight, David McKinnon, had the game winner in the sixth inning. McKinnon had only been 1-for-8 since being picked up in the Angel organization on waivers after playing very well at AAA Salt Lake, the Salt Lake Bees. And he made his first major contribution with a 4-for-5 effort, including a tie-breaking home run in the sixth inning, a 3-run home run that put the Aviators ahead to stay. Parker Dungey worked 5 innings to get his 5th victory and good relief work. 2 hitless innings for Aaron Brown, and after his 2 hitless innings, Jorge Ruiz threw 2 scoreless innings, and that was it. A 3-pitcher effort, and the Aviators won convincingly by a score of 10-4 to get the monkey off their back, opening up this road trip. So this is game 2 of a 7-game series. 7, because they have to play a doubleheader here on Saturday at 5:05 to make up for a rainout for when the Aviators were here back in the month of May. The matchup tonight, Las Vegas will go with its winningest pitcher and one of the winningest pitchers in the league, right-hander Colin Wiles, who's 8-7, a 5.45 ERA. He was beaten by Reno in his last start, and that was 6 days ago at Las Vegas Ballpark. But he has won his last 2 road decisions and has not been beaten on the road since he threw a complete game at Round Rock on June 30th. That was a tough luck loss because, again, he went all the way. He's the only Aviator to throw a complete game, but the Aviators didn't support him, so he was saddled with a loss. But he's been pitching reasonably well at home and very well on the road. Wiles is opposed tonight by right-hander Chris Mazza, M-A-Z-Z-A. He's out of the Baltimore Oriole organization, and he was with Tampa earlier this year at AAA Durham. If you add everything up, 14 games, 5 of them starts. All 5 starts have been for Tacoma, and his overall record, 2-3, is 7.71 ERA. For tonight's Tacoma starter, Rick Mazza, who's from Walnut Creek, California. So David McKinnon is our guest, and McKinnon defied a lot of odds to get to the big leagues earlier this year. He was called up by the Angels briefly and wasn't drafted till after the 30th round years ago, and wrecked his knee when he was hitting 140 in single-A ball in 2019. Then, of course, 2020, the COVID wiped everything out, and so he had some doubts about whether he was going to play. And so he's one of the really good stories on the Aviators, and that conversation with David McKinnon next, right after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
At Boot Barn, we believe in heritage, tenacity, and the cowboy way of life. Since 1947, the working cowboy has relied on Wrangler, a heritage brand that's drawn inspiration from the trailblazers of the West, crafting dependable denim for rodeo athletes to ranchers. Starting with their cowboy cut jeans first developed in the 40s, Wrangler creates iconic American denim. For 75 years of the cowboy spirit, Wrangler at Boot Barn.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Visiting with Las Vegas first baseman and designated hitter David McKinnon on the pregame show today. Dave, let's start with your upbringing in New England. Red Sox fan?
Yeah, growing up, I was definitely a Red Sox fan. I grew up when they, like, in 2004, they won that first World Series in 86 years. So I grew up a Nomar fan, Manny Ramirez fan, Pedro, all those guys, David Ortiz. So that's who I followed growing up. We were at Fenway Park a lot. My dad would bring me, my brother. So it was, yeah, I mean, it was fun growing up in that area, especially as they were really good. Patriots fan. Who else? I mean, Boston, the Celtics, and not as big on the hockey and basketball, but I was a big Red Sox, and I'm still a big Patriots fan.
All right. So it's difficult to play baseball for quite a few months out of the year when you're growing up out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult. I think other teams are at a, or other kids when they're younger are at a big advantage being in places where you can play year-round, you know. Like my wife's from Texas. Her brother plays baseball. And they had, like, baseball class in high school, you know. Like, that's not a thing up north. Like, you get 20 high school games a year. Play Legion ball in the summer, so the development's definitely not I wouldn't say not as good, but you don't have enough as much time to develop as kids down south. So it's definitely different up there. And then the college life, obviously you're inside until you go down south for the trips, so it's really hard to, you're definitely behind the eight ball when you start your college season, and the guys down south that are playing outside all the time are definitely ahead of the game, and I think you can see that in the draft, obviously.
Yeah. Dave McKinnon, our guest in the pregame show. Dave, you've overcome a lot of adversity, made a lot of sacrifices to get where you are, and you defied the odds in a lot of ways in getting your big league call-up. You were drafted past the 30th round. Those guys don't get many chances, usually nothing like when you're drafted into the first five rounds. You guys get a lot of chances. Plus, if I have this right, you tore your ACL in 2019, missed the rest of the year, and then COVID wiped out 2020, and there were some thoughts within your own mind about continuing?
Yeah, so, I mean, I blew my knee out. I think I had, like, 50 at-bats or so in the first 2 weeks of the season, 2019. I was already struggling a little bit mentally because I had a really good year the prior year, and then they sent me back to high A where I felt like I proved I could play there anyway, so I was, like, didn't understand why I was back there. I remember we were kind of, like, praying on the way to the field. I was like, why are we, like, I can't do this slump thing anymore. Like, this is just, I'm just on the struggle bus right now. I don't want to do this anymore. And then I tore my ACL that night. So I was like, well, I didn't mean, like, literally, like, to stop playing baseball. But it happened, and I think it was the best thing for my career because I got to go in, really study the swing. I had 3 months to not hit, so almost four, where after the surgery, I just kind of looked, watched all the best hitters' swings. I looked at Trouty's swing. I looked at Vladdy Jr.'s swing. I liked those a lot, and I just kind of studied those and just how they were, how they consistently got to a good landing position. Both heels were in the ground. Their hands were at shoulder height. And I was like, if I could get there almost as much as them, you know, like, I'm not trying to beat Trouty or Vlad Jr., but if I get there, I think I'll be a lot more consistent. I think I'll hit for more power. So I really started working on that with our coordinator and one of the hitting coaches at the time. It was Ryan Parker and Tyler Jeske with the Angels. They're no longer with the Angels. And my father-in-law in the offseason, the guy knows a lot about hitting. He played pro ball for a while, made up to the bigs for parts like 4 or 5 years. So worked on that for like the next 2 years. I had 2 years off. So came back. I guess I almost got released in 2021. Had a couple of guys fight for me. And I think the rest is history. I just proved that I shouldn't have been released and got my chance, you know.
Good to have you, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
Dave McKinnon, game-winning home run in last night's Las Vegas victory. And we'll be back with the starting lineups next, right after this.
Risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Our professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery does need to be replaced, we'll help you find the best battery for your vehicle and your budget. Don't wait until your battery is dead. Get it tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours. Truly.
The National Weather Service in Las Vegas has issued a flash flood warning for East Central Knight County and South Central Nevada until 9:15 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 6:44 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain over the northern part of the Nevada National Security Site. Between 0.5 and 1.5 inches of rain have fallen. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard, life-threatening flash flooding. Thunderstorms producing flash flooding. Source, radar. Impact, life-threatening flash flooding of low water crossings, creeks, normally dry washes and roads. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include the Nevada National Security Site turnaround. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most of flood deaths occur in vehicles.
On the season, the Rainiers have had their problems with the Aviators, and that is an understatement. The Aviators have had more success against Tacoma than any other team this year. Las Vegas has beaten Tacoma 9 out of 12 so far this year. Leading off in center field for Tacoma, the fleet-footed Forrest Wall. Batting second, the designated hitter, Evan White. Hitting third is catcher Kurt Casale. The cleanup hitter, left fielder Taylor Trammell. Batting fifth at second base is Jonathan Villar. In the sixth spot, first baseman Drew Ellis. Hitting seventh at third base for Tacoma, the switch hitting Abraham Toro. Hitting eighth at shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth and right, Derek Hill. And on the mound, righty Chris Mazza. Two victories, three losses, a 7.71 ERA on the year. That's the Hash House Go-Go pregame show. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League action. Aviators trying to make it two wins in a row here in Tacoma. We'll get the ballgame started next right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape. At visitmesquite.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Department of Public Safety and Transportation.
All right, welcome back. So, it's a pleasant evening in Tacoma as we get set to go. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Chris James Mazza, the starting pitcher for Tacoma. Aviators have not seen him before. He is 6'4", 190, and he is 32 years old. He'll be 33 in October. He's from Walnut Creek, California. Went to Menlo Junior College. Minnesota Twins drafted him way back in 2011 in the 27th round. And he's one of those guys that paid his dues. He pitched 7 years in the minors before he got a call-up. He bounced around from the Twins organization to a couple of other organizations, and didn't even reach AAA until about 5-6 years into his pro career. He got with the Mets in 2019 and got to the big leagues for 9 games out of the bullpen, 1-1, with an ERA of 5.5 for the Mets. Last year, he was in the Tampa organization. He split time between AAA Durham, where he was 4-1 with a 3.16 ERA, mostly as a reliever. And Tampa called him up for 14 relief appearances. He had no record of 4.61 ERA. Mazza, born in the San Francisco area, is same area, close to where Joe DiMaggio was from originally, and he wanted to follow in DiMaggio's footsteps ever since he could pick up a baseball. Here's Nate Mondu to lead it off, and Nate looks at a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1, and we're underway. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Nate Mondu at 291 with 4 homers and 41 batted in. Nate playing in his hometown. He was 0-for-4 yesterday with a walk. Here's the pitch to him. He swings and hits a fly ball to shallow right field. Moving in is Derek Hill, makes a one-handed catch around the bill of his cap. And that's how the game begins. One down. The batter's Sheldon Noisy now. Tacoma defensively for game two of the series. Drew Ellis at first, Jonathan Villar at second, Mason McCoy at short, Abraham Toro at third, Taylor Trammell in left, Forrest Wall out in center, Derek Hill in right, Kurt Casale catching for the right-hander Chris Mazza. And here's Noisy. Swing and a miss, strike one. Noisy committed an unusual feat last night. He went 2-for-5 and actually saw his average go down from 427 to 425. That's how good he's been this year. 5 homers and 20 RBIs. He's been a hitting machine here at AAA. And the pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-2 on Noisy. Noisy also had a very good series at home against Reno, 9-for-17. He's hit safely in 7 straight, and he's played in 19 games for Las Vegas. He's hit safely in 18 of those 19 games overall. Here's the 0-2 from Mazza, and it's fouled off to the right out of play. He dropped down from the side to a sidearm fastball that time to Noisy, and the count stays 0-2. Mazza says that Joe DiMaggio was Mazza's grandmother's cousin. And so Mazza went to high school at Clayton Valley High in nearby Concord. Here's the 0-2, and Noisy takes it a little outside, 1-2. He didn't hit much in high school. And then he went to Menlo Oaks College and began realizing that his future was on the mound. Here's the 1-2 to Sheldon Noisy. Mazza frozen, and now he delivers. And the fastball's high at 88, ball 2, 2-2. So then the Twins drafted him. He's the first player from his junior college ever drafted. He is the all-time record holder in that school in a couple of different offensive categories. And the pitch, sidearm breaking ball in there, strike 3 call. That little frisbee breaking ball at 72 miles an hour froze Noisy. Noisy, I doubt he's ever seen Mazza before, so now he's got the memory of that particular at-bat in his memory bank, and he'll be back to battle for another at-bat. 2 down for Shea Langeliers. Jacob Metz is the plate ump. He's the crew chief. Jose Matamoros, the first base ump, and at third base, Justin Robinson. Here's Shea Langeliers hitting 284. Shea takes inside ball 1. Shea, 19 home runs, tying with Matt Davidson for the team lead, leads the team with 55 RBIs. And at 284, that's as high as his average has been in the last 2 solid months. Here's the 1-0. High pop-up off on the third base line, but the shortstop, McCoy, wants it and makes the catch next to the foul line. And that's the inning. So Mazza only threw a few pitches, and the Aviators go out 1-2-3 at the end of half an inning of play. Las Vegas nothing in Tacoma against Colin Wiles coming up.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks. Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Woo! Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. Woo! Buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
We'll be right back.
Stillwell, Kansas, takes the mound for Las Vegas, Colin Wiles. And we're set to begin the bottom of the first. Colin Wiles, 6'4", 222 pounds, 28 years old, makes his home now in Overland Park, Kansas. And one of those great stories of adjustment and perseverance, not unlike his opposite number tonight, Tacoma starter Chris Mazza. Wiles in search of his ninth win. Here's Forrest Wall. He shows bunt, takes an off-speed pitch low. Ball one, it's 1-0. Wall did not play in last night's series opener. He's hitting .247, five homers and 29 batted in, and 32 steals. Here's the 1-0 from Colin Wiles. Fastball down the middle for a strike at 91 miles an hour, 1-1. Evan White here on rehab from the parent Mariners, which is the same with the 2-3 and 4 hitters in the Tacoma lineup. Three rehabbers tonight, pitched down low. Two balls and a strike to the left-handed swinging Forrest Wall, who is from Winter Park, Florida. And he was a teammate of Las Vegas shortstop Kevin Smith last year at AAA Buffalo, where he hit .266 and stole 35 bases. Bowles went away in the count, two balls and two strikes. So, Wall didn't start yesterday's game. He came off the bench late, did not have an at-bat. Wiles, right, ready now. Then the pitch on the 2-2. Swinging him in strike three. Elevated the fastball at 91 and got him to chase it. And with one out, the batter, Evan White. Las Vegas on the defensive side. David McKinnon is at first. Nate Mondu at second. Kevin Smith at short. Sheldon Noisy at third. Luis Barrera in left. Christian Pache in center. Vince Fernandez in right. Shea Langeliers catching for Colin Wiles. No score in the bottom of the first. Here's Evan White. Fly ball hit to right center. Cruising over to his right is right fielder Vince Fernandez to make the catch. And White, first ball swinging, flies out. Two quick outs in the bottom of the first. And here's another rehabber, Kurt Casale. Casale was the DH yesterday. Had a double in three at-bats, plus a walk and a run scored. He's coming back from a right oblique strain. Casale hitting .222, 2-for-9 in his rehab stint with Tacoma. And the pitch is at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Wiles was the Texas Rangers' first-round pick, a compensation pick in the draft of 2012 out of Blue Valley West High School in his home state of Kansas. The strike one on the big right-hand hitter, Casale. He hits a drive deep to left, curving down the line. Racing over the corner is Barrera, but the ball is foul, 0-2. Casale was halfway to first. He goes back now. Anyway, Wiles with the no score here in the bottom of the first. Pitched in the minors in 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16. He was in A-ball that whole time. Didn't get to Double-A until 2017 at Frisco, the Texas League. And didn't get to Triple-A until last year at Round Rock. So Wiles has really been a grinder. Here's the 0-2. Casale takes a called third strike, and that's the inning. Good fastball in the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. So Wiles throws an equally efficient first inning. Three up and three down with two strikeouts. And at the end of one, there is no score.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Picture another world. another dimension where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just a buck.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Welcome back. At the end of one, there's no score. Slider in Tacoma. Top of the second inning, each pitcher had a 1-2-3 first. Chris Mazza, who generally has a kind of an over-the-top delivery, but will drop down from the side in more three-quarters at times against a right-hander, will come up against the middle of the Las Vegas order with no score going into the second inning. David McKinnon, our pregame guest in the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show, will lead off. Then Matt Davidson and Luis Barrera. McKinnon with very good numbers at Salt Lake in the Angels system. And we had a good chat with him before the game. Really a great story. McKinnon went to University of Hartford. He is from the Boston area originally. The pitch is a fastball, high ball one. He had his best game as an Aviator yesterday. In his third game, he was 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs. And his 3-run home run in the sixth inning broke a tie and was the game-winning hit. Righty on righty, McKinnon hitting .328, 15 homers, 49 RBIs. He swings and misses at a breaking ball, 1-1. But McKinnon wasn't drafted until the 32nd round. When you're not drafted until the 32nd round, you don't get a lot of chances. If you're drafted in the first five rounds, you generally get a lot of chances. But not when you're drafted in the 32nd round. That's kind of a scrap heap as a fastball for a strike, 1-2. And in fact, they don't even have rounds that deep anymore. They cut the draft way down. 1-2 on McKinnon wearing number 3. He wags the bat up and back. And Chris Mazza set with a 1-2 pitch on the way to David McKinnon. Breaking ball comes in below the knees. Ball 2, 2-2. And McKinnon had a good year at A-ball in 2018. He thought he was going to get to double-A, and they sent him back to A-ball in 2019. Got off to a bad start. He was hitting 140, wondering the whole time why he was in A-ball. Then he blew out his knee, blew out his ACL, missed the rest of the 2019 season, hitting 140, and then missed all the 2020 season because there was no minor league season in 2020 because of COVID. And he thought seriously about retiring and doing something else with his life. But you heard him in the pregame show. He said it was the best thing that ever happened to him because it enabled him to study good hitters, and he learned some good habits. There's a pitch foul to the third base dugout, 2-2. He studied the hitting mechanics and swings of people like Mike Trout and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and tried to emulate them as best as he could. He said, I'm not those guys, but it'll help me be as good as I can be. And it's really helped him a lot. He was in the big leagues earlier this year with the Angels. There's a line drive in the center. Here comes Wall. And Wall reaches down and makes a tremendous tumbling shoestring catch. Really a great play by Wall, racing in. Of course, he's very fast. And he lunged for the ball, made the shoestring grab, and tumbled over on the ground. Nice play. One out for Matt Davidson, who didn't play in yesterday's opener. He takes a fastball, high ball one. It's 1-0. Chris Mazza. Big league time of the Mets and Tampa Bay. 1-0 to Davidson, hitting .298, 19 homers, 40 RBIs. There's a ground ball to short to his left is Mason McCoy. He throws out Davidson, two outs in the Las Vegas second inning. Mazza has retired the first five, and the batter Luis Barrera now. Luis was 2-for-5 last night, which broke a 1-for-15 slump he'd been battling. And he stands in now, top of the second, no score. Third baseman Toro is in on the grass in case of a bunt by Luis, who will occasionally try to drop one down. And the fastball's outside, ball one, 1-0. One and zero on Luis Barrera. Vince Fernandez is waiting on deck. Chris Mazza with a 1-0 pitch to Barrera. Ground ball fouled outside first. Breaking ball. It's 1-1. Chris Mazza's father is a Mason, and Mazza worked for him every offseason for almost 10 years, starting in 2012. He said, I'm not good at everything, but give me enough time and I can generally do something. But I can't do it as quickly or nicely as my dad can. But that was his lifting program. Working with his dad, the Mason, was his lifting program. He didn't need a gym. He was doing a lot of lifting on his own. Ground ball fouled outside first, picked up by Jason Hart. 1-2 is the count. Yeah, he would pick up 80-pound sacks of mortar. All the brick. You've got to move the material, make scaffolding. And when you do that, you don't want to go to the gym afterwards. That was his strength and conditioning, Chris Mazza. The 1-2 is a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman, VR, to his right, picks it up off balance, throw in the dirt, dug out by Ellis. That's a nice play. A nice play by VR and a nice dig on the other end by first baseman Drew Ellis. The Aviators go out in order for the second consecutive inning with some nice defense by the Tacoma Rainiers in the second inning. At the end of an inning and a half, no score.
If you want to be an adoptive parent, it doesn't matter if you're a little different.
I'm a box troll.
Oh, really?
What you look like.
Your ears aren't pointy. I slept on them funny.
Or what you sound like. You just need to be there. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care don't need perfection. They just need you. Call 888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Takes a pitch low. Colin Wiles, one ball and no strikes. Trammell also on big league rehab. He led off last night's game. In fact, he hit Parker Dungey's first pitch for a home run. He ended up going 1-for-4, plus a walk and a stolen base. Got a right hamstring pull he's rehabbing. The pitch is a strike at 91 miles an hour, 1-1. Trammell was born in Powder Springs, Georgia, the youngest son of Walter and Cynthia Trammell. His dad was in the U.S. Navy and worked as a linguist. And he also worked for the U.S. Postal Service. There's a line drive in a left, a base hit for Trammell. Barrera gathers it in, lobs it back in. There's the first hit for either side. And Jonathan Villar is coming up. Trammell also has an older brother who played college football for Mercer. Here's Villar. VR didn't play yesterday. Switch hitting second baseman, hitting 316. No homers and two RBIs. He fouls it off to the left out of play. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. Strike one. 0-1. Villar is 31. He's from the Dominican Republic, from La Vega. He's been in the number of organizations, VR. Astros, Brewers, Baltimore, the Marlins, Toronto, the Mets, Cubs, and the Angels. Pitch misses, and it's one ball and one strike. So Trammell at first, a short lead held on by David McKinnon. Right-hander Colin Wiles turns and fires to first, and Trammell, as I said, had a short lead, so he's back easily. Bottom of the second, no score. Villar was mostly a shortstop in his younger days. Signed with the Phillies, originally as an international free agent. And they traded him to Houston with a few other players for Roy Oswalt. Pitches foul back out of play. 1-2. Well, he's called up to Houston. It was almost 10 years ago. One of his more exciting moments, he stole home in a game in July of 2013 against Baltimore. He opened 2014 as the Houston's starting shortstop, but he didn't hit much. Then he went to the Brewers. And the manager at that time, Craig Counsell, really liked him. Here's the 1-2. And that pitch is a called third strike over the outside corner. A backdoor slider by Wiles. Villar didn't like it, and he walks away. Wiles gets his third strikeout. One on, one out. The batter's the right-handed hitting first baseman, the former Reno ace, Drew Ellis. A pretty pitch by Wiles, right on the corner. We have a TV monitor here showing us replays. And Ellis, who homered in three at-bats and walked yesterday, takes ball one. One on, one out, bottom of the second, no score. Russ Langer with you at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. A little over 4,000 last night, and it should have a similar size crowd today, maybe a little bit more. And the 1-0, fastball, a little low, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Drew Ellis, who is hitting .216. Nine home runs, 47 batted in. Throw to first, and Trammell is back in there. Tomorrow, game three at 7:05. Lefty Jared Koenig for Las Vegas. Pitched seven strong innings against Reno last time out. 3.83 ERA against righty Darren McCacken. 7-5. He's thrown a few very good games against Las Vegas this year. Darren McCacken is the 2-0. Fly ball down the right field line, slicing and falling quickly, and it's a fair ball. Over to pick it up is Fernandez. Trammell goes to third on a weak bloop double down the right field line that went about 190 feet off the bat of Drew Ellis. Second and third, one out. Ball fair by a few feet. And then trickled into foul ground. Fernandez had to hustle over and get it. So second and third, one out. And the switch-hitting third baseman, Abraham Toro, who was from Quebec, comes up now. Toro 0 for 4 yesterday. Wiles doesn't overpower you, but generally good command. Smart with his pitch selection. Fastball, the low 90s. Slider, changeup. The pitch is ball one, a fastball, 1-0. Toro recently joined the team. Standing in now. Infield is back, except third baseman Noisy is near the edge of the grass. The ball's hit to him. He'll try to stop the run from scoring. There's a ball up the middle, taken by Smith behind the bag. He throws to first for the out. Toro is out on a 6-3 ground ball up the middle to Las Vegas shortstop Kevin Smith. On the play, Trammell scores, and Ellis goes to third. It's 1-0 Tacoma. And an RBI ground out by Toro. And the shortstop, Mason McCoy, comes up now. And the pitch is high ball one, 1-0. McCoy, who is from Peoria, Illinois, last night in the series opener, 0-3 with a walk. He's hitting .231, 11 homers, 38 batted in, and he definitely made some good plays in the field yesterday. Righty on righty. Wiles deals the 1-0, and it's high ball two, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. And Wiles stretches. A look at third. Ellis down the line. Fastball in there, first strike. It's 2-1. Wiles okays the sign of Langoliers. Slowly to the stretch, and the 2-1, and that one is ball three. 3-1 on McCoy. McCoy's been a pro since 2017. Baltimore chose him in the sixth round of the 2017 draft at the University of Iowa. 20-year-old swings and fouls it back, and it's a three-ball, two-strike count on him now. McCoy graduated from Washington Community High School in Illinois, four-time All-Area and All-Conference selection. He also lettered in basketball and in soccer. Moved on to Illinois Central Community College and then the University of Iowa. Here is the 3-2 from Wiles. Fastball foul back, still a 3-2 count. So, he signed with the Orioles, and then this past April, they traded him to the Mariners for cash considerations. Off third base is Ellis. There are two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma with a 1-0 lead. A lengthy delay. McCoy way out of the batter's box. Wiles off the rubber. And it looks like we're finally ready to play. 3-2. Wiles stretches again. Ellis down the line from third. The pitch. There's a ground ball at the middle. Smith to his left picks it up, fires to first base, and gets his man. And the inning is over. Nice play by Kevin Smith and the ball hit by McCoy. Tacoma does break through with a run on two hits. No errors and one man left. And at the end of two, Tacoma one, the Aviators nothing.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui.
Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
top of the third, and it's a 1-0 lead for Tacoma. Vince Fernandez takes high ball one. 1-0. Fernandez did not play in last night's series opener. Vince hitting .277. 13 homers, 44 batted in. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher Chris Mazza. And Vince swings and misses at a slider. It's 1-1. So Mazza has set down the first six. A couple of good defensive plays behind him in the second. Christian Pache on deck, then Kevin Smith in the top of the third inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Vince Fernandez. Mazza delivers. Another slider, another swing, and another miss. 1-2. Fernandez from Livermore, California, 27 years old, 6'3", 210. Went to UC Riverside. The Rockies drafted him in the 10th round of the 2016 draft. Here is the 1-2 pitch from Mazza to Vince Fernandez. There's a ground ball to first. Backhanded by Ellis. He underhands to Mazza at the bag ahead of Fernandez. A 3-1 put out. And the batter, Christian Pache, now. Pache, 1-for-5 last night. He had 6 hits in the Reno series. He's hitting .267, 2 homers and 14 batted in for the Aviators. Top of the third, 1-0 Tacoma. They have the right-handed hitter shift off for Pache. 3 men to the third base side of second base. Fastball's a strike on 1. Christian, one of the younger players in the team, 23. He'll be 24 in November from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 6'2", 215 pounds. Atlanta signed him out of the Dominican as a free agent in 2015. He was only 16 years old. The pitch is a ball, breaking ball, 1-1. 22 games for Atlanta last year. Christian hit under 200, 1 homer and 4 batted in. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball threw it right by him. It's 1-2. So, Mazza has set down the first 7, and he has a 1-2 count on Pache. Kevin Smith waits on deck. The right-hander's 1-2 pitch. Sidearm fastball, swung on and missed, strike 3. Second strikeout for Mazza, who has set down the first 8. And with 2 outs, the batter Kevin Smith, who was 2-for-4 in last night's series opener, with 1 run scored. Smith at .224. After his 2 hits yesterday, no homers and 15 batted in. Mazza delivers. Breaking ball in low, ball 1. 1-0. On the right hand hitting Kevin Smith, talked to Kevin today about Tacoma catcher Brian O'Keefe, who's not in the lineup today, but Brian's from the Albany, New York area, as Kevin is. Brian's about 3 years older than Kevin, so they didn't know each other very well, but they did play against each other briefly. There's a strike, 1-1 on Kevin Smith. 1-0 Tacoma in the top of inning number 3. Mazza worked 27 and a third innings at a Tampa Bay's bullpen last year. The best thing about his numbers, 7 walks, 27 strikeouts in the big leagues. Here's the 1-1 to Kevin Smith. Slider fouled away on the ground toward the first base dugout, 1-2. Got his first big league save almost exactly 2 years ago, August of 2021 in Baltimore. Pitched 3 innings, allowed 2 hits and 1 run. He also had time with the Red Sox in 2020, the pandemic season. The pitch is a breaking ball low, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Kevin Smith. His first major league strikeout, he got Freddie Freeman looking during his major league debut. It was in the AAA All-Star game in 2019, which was held in El Paso while he was with the Syracuse Mets. 2-2 on Kevin Smith. And Mazza set in the 2-2 pitch on the way to the Las Vegas shortstop. They say fastball a little bit inside, 3-2. On deck, leadoff man Nate Mondu. He just joined us. Tacoma scored in the second when Taylor Trammell singled with 1 out, took third and a pop-up double down the right field line by Drew Ellis and scored in a ground out by Abraham Toro. The 3-2. Smith takes low. Ball 4. There's the first Aviator base runner. Smith draws a walk on a 3-2 pitch. And the batter is Nate Mondu, flat out to right to open up the game. Mazza got his first big league win by throwing a single pitch on the final day of the 2019 season against Atlanta in New York at Citi Field. Threw one pitch, and Francisco Cervelli hit into a double play to end the top of the 11th inning. There's a strike, 0-1 on Mondu. And then in the bottom of the 11th inning, the Mets walked off on a three-run home run by former Aviator first baseman, former 51's first baseman, Dominic Smith. Remember Dominic from the Mets days? Here's the 0-1 on the way. That's down low, 1-1. Well, the Ted Weins trivia question and the Hash House to Go-Go school board as we move forward here. Mazza, last game, was at Reno. He went two scoreless innings. That was, of course, a relief outing. Pitch down low. Slider. Two balls and a strike on Nate Mondu. Nate is hitting .290 with four homers and 41 batted in. Two and one. Mondu batting left-handed waiting. Smith takes about a four-step lead off first, held on by Drew Ellis. And Mazza's 2-1 pitch to Nate Mondu is a line drive over a leaping Toro into left field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Smith as Taylor Trammell gets the ball back in. An opposite field single by Mondu, his first hit of this series. And you've heard a smattering of applause because there are Nate Mondu fans here. His family, his father Wayne, and other family and friends generally come out when the Aviators are in Tacoma to watch Nate play. Lives in Lake Taps, Washington, not far from here, but grew up right around here. Used to go to Tacoma Rainiers games as a kid. Two on, two out in the Vegas third. And here's Noisy, who took a call third strike his first time up. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a sidearm fastball. Strike one, 0-1. Tacoma 1, Aviators nothing in the top of the third. Two on with two out. Noisy standing deep in the box. His right foot deep on that chalk, right squarely on the line. There's the 0-1. He swings and misses at a slider. It is 0-2. Noisy hitting a Rogers Hornsby-esque .422 with five homers and 20 batted in. It's two out of six in the series, carrying a seven-game hitting streak into this game. Two on, two out. Two strikes on Noisy. Mazza throws. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Elevated the fastball at 88 to get him. Again, dropping down from the side. And that's his third strikeout and the second time he struck out Noisy, which is not an easy thing to do. In the Vegas third, no runs, one hit, no errors. They leave two. And at the end of two and a half, it is Tacoma 1, the Aviators nothing.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Weins Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
And the first pitch of the bottom of the third is lined in the left for a base hit by the number 9 hitter in the Tacoma lineup. The right-handed hitting right fielder Derek Hill, the former Detroit Tiger, is the third hit off of Colin Wiles, and it brings up Forrest Wall at the top of the heap. Derek Hill, former first-round pick by the Tigers in the 2014 draft. And here now is Wall, who struck out swinging against Wiles in the first. Third baseman Noisy in tight at the grass. There's a foul ball off to the left out of play. Strike one, 0-1. Wiles, fastball 90, 91, every once in a while, 92. Slider, straight change, mostly. 0-1 the count on Forrest Wall. Hill, the runner at first, and nobody out in the bottom of the third. A 1-0 lead for Tacoma. Game two of the series. Las Vegas won last night 10-4. Nevada's premier auto lender is America First Credit Union, and they offer low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and a lot more before you shop your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Throw to first to keep Hill close. He's held on there by Las Vegas first baseman David McKinnon. The 0-1 stretch. Left-handed hitting Wall waits. There's a pop-up on the left side. Third baseman Noisy drifting back to take it. He's at the foul line to make the catch with both feet on the dirt just in front of the outfield grass. One out, and a batter, Evan White. White coming back from really a debilitating injury. He had hernia surgery. And it's been a rough year for Evan White for that reason, because he tried to come back in May, played a handful of games. And he was not ready, sat out some more, came back for one game, and then he realized he wasn't ready still, and now he's coming back again. Pitch is low, ball one. White flew out to right. He flied out in the second inning. He's DHing in this game. Last night he played about half the ball game at first base. And then in the fifth inning, Joe Odom took over for him. And White was 0 for 2 last night with a hard ground out and a fly out. Here's the 1-0 stretch by Wiles. There's a slider hit deep to left. Back goes Barrera. Way, way back, and it's gone. A two-run home run by Evan White. It's now 3-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the third. White got a hanging slider in the middle of the plate. And it's only his 31st at bat of the year. In fact, he was only hitting 103, but that's his first home run of the year. And Casale swings and misses strike one. Casale took a call third strike, his first time up. One strike on Kurt Casale. Wiles' fastball rides high at 91, 1-1. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Tacoma. No runs, one hit, and no errors for the Aviators. 1-1. A bounding ball foul right by the third base on deck area. 1-2. Oh, obviously, it's got to feel great for Evan White. I mean, here it is. In the second week of August, he's been hurt so much, he's only had 30 at-bats, and finally he hits his first home run. And Wiles, ready with a 1-2 pitch to Casale. Fastball high, 2-2. Casale went to Vanderbilt, 10th round pick in 2011 by Detroit. He's been around a long time. and the 2-2 from Wiles. That breaking ball bounces in. Knocked down there by Langoliers. 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. In the inning, Hill singled on the first pitch of the inning. Wall popped out, and White got a hanging slider. Evan White homered. Here's the 3-2 pitch now to Kurt Casale. He swings and lifts that one foul, back and out of play. Cheney Stadium. Oldest stadium in the league now. It was built in 1960. And quite the history, and it's a multi-purpose stadium. They have all kinds of events here. 3-2 on Kirk Casale. Wiles has a new ball. Langoliers wigwags a sign and sets up the target, and the 3-2 pitch on the way. Fastball, low, ball four. First walk it off by Wiles. One on, one out for Trammell, who singled and scored in the second inning. They have a soccer team that plays here, the Tacoma Defiance of the MLS Next Pro. Capacity here right around 6,500. Next to a high school, Henry Foss High School. And the stadium has an agreement with the school to use the school parking lot for parking for overflow purposes. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit to right field. Fernandez plays it back in. Trammell is not being fooled by Wiles. A hard base hit to left, and now a hard base hit to right. And now it's up to Wiles to get Jonathan Villar. Otherwise, this is the makings of a big inning. Three hits in the inning plus a walk and two runs. The game is still under control at 3-0 in the third, but Wiles knows he needs to get things turned around quickly here. Former New York Met Villar took a call third strike his first time up, coming up now. Villar hitting 300 on the nose. Switch hitter batting left-handed, infield playing for two. Fastball at the knees for a strike. 0-1. Wiles is trying to become the first 9-game winner in the PCL. Three other pitchers have 8 wins, plus Wiles, the fourth. 2-1 out, the 0-1. Villar takes low. Slider, 1-1. Jake Kalis of Salt Lake. Ryan Nelson of Reno. Ryan Pepe of Oklahoma City, all with 8 wins. Darren McCacken, pitching tomorrow night for Tacoma in Game 3, has 7 wins, as does Carlos Valdez, the ageless wonder of the Salt Lake Bees. Here's a 1-1. Inside, ball 2. 2-1 on Jonathan Villar. Casale at second, Trammell at first, one out in the bottom of the third. 3-0 Tacoma. Outfield playing VR slightly the opposite way. He's switch hitter batting left-hander. They're playing him a little bit toward left. Ground ball to second. Mondu has it, goes to second for one, on to first, and that is an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Precisely what Wiles needed. The Aviators turned 2 double plays yesterday en route to their win, and they get one here to turn the Rainiers away. They do add, however, 2 runs despite that on 3 hits. No errors. One man left, and at the end of 3, Tacoma leads 3-0.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi, sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Welcome back. Top of the fourth inning. Breaking ball for a strike to Shea Langeliers. 0-1. Tacoma leads 3-0 now. Langeliers hitting third. Then David McKinnon and Matt Davidson. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Breaking ball. That's a little low. 1-1. Langeliers popped out to short his first hop. So Mazza going through the order for the second time. And we'll see if the Aviators can stir something up against him. 3-0 Tacoma in the top of the fourth inning. The 1-1 to Langeliers. Shea takes that one a little up and in. 2-1. PCL West entering tonight. Reno leading second place Las Vegas by 7.5. Salt Lake, the Angels AAA team in third place, 9 games out. Langeliers hits a one hopper in the center for a base hit. So Shea is 1-for-2. As the ball's tossed back into the infield. Second hit for Las Vegas. Nate Mondu has the other one. David McKinnon comes up. The Tacoma Rainiers are in fourth place in the West. They are 12.5 behind the front-running Reno Aces. And Sacramento's in last place. They are 15 out. And that's where the Aviators will go for the other part of this road trip. 7 games here. And then 3 games in Sacramento. Next home game, August 19th at Las Vegas Ballpark. McKinnon looks at a strike, 0-1. In the Eastern Division, the Oklahoma City Dodgers in first place. El Paso's close, though, 2.5 out. That's the Padres. Round Rock, Texas Rangers affiliate, in third place, 6 games out. Albuquerque, that's the Rockies. They're 13.5 out. And Sugar Land is 14 out. That's the Astros. Ground ball to deep short, back in it by McCoy. He goes to second for one, on to first, safe. The throw to first baseman Ellis pulled him off the bag. Otherwise, they might have had a double play. 6-4 fielder's choice. Langeliers out at second. Backhanded by McCoy, made a nice play. But when VR made the pivot and the throw was too far to the home plate side of first. And Ellis reached way over to make the catch to save a wild throw, but it pulled him off the bag. 1-on-1 out for Davidson. Top of the fourth, 3-0 Tacoma. Davidson takes a pitch in the dirt. But it's blocked by Casale, so McKinnon holds it first. Ball one. Matty grounded out to short his first time up. Round Rock has beaten Oklahoma City 5-3, so Round Rock is 5 games behind the first-place Dodgers in third place. If El Paso wins, there'll be a game and a half out. Fourth inning in Salt Lake. Sacramento leads Salt Lake 3-0. There's a fly ball to shallow left field. Trammell coming in. And makes the catch. And back to first goes McKinnon. Davidson 0-for-2. Two outs for Barrera, who grounded out to second his first time up. Bottom of the sixth in El Paso. Sugar Land leads El Paso 13-8. 13-6, that is. El Paso led 6-0 after one. But Sugar Land won in the second, 4 in the third, and they scored 8 runs in the fourth. Ninth inning. Reno leading at Albuquerque 5-1. Here's Barrera. Fastball inside, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Luis Barrera. Mazza delivers. High foul, third base side. Toro angling over and along with Trammell when it's back out of play. 1-1. Well, last night we were talking about the Washington Nationals AAA team in the International League, Rochester. And, you know, the only thing worse for the Nationals, if you look at their record, has been their AAA team. Rochester actually has a better winning percentage than the Nationals. That's the good news. The bad news for Rochester, they lost to Norfolk today, 9-8. And for Rochester, it was their 19th straight loss. You talk about a slump. Holy moly. And a 1-1. Barrera grounds one foul outside first. 1-2. I mean, they were way over 500 when the losing streak began. They were 47 and 41. Now they are 47 and 60. Ouch. 1-2 on Luis Barrera. Top of the fourth, 3-0 Tacoma. Chris Mazza stretches now. Chest high set, tall righty ready. And the 1-2. And Barrera takes an off-speed pitch high ball, too. Two balls and two strikes now. And we'll look at the big league portion of the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard as well. Ninth inning, Texas and the Houston Astros are tied at 3. Eighth inning, Kansas City 6 and the White Sox 3. Seventh inning, Cardinals 8 and the Rockies 2 in Denver. 2-2 pitch. Barrera swings and misses and strikes out. Straight change, got him. He's way out in front. Four strikeouts for Mazza. And the Aviators are finished in the fourth. Leadoff single by Langeliers, and nothing left. One hit and one man left. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 3, the Aviators nothing.
Here you go. Hot tea with honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm sorry you're still sick. My wife's got pneumonia, and my dad had shingles. Who knew vaccines could prevent these serious diseases? Not me, until my doctor told me.
Vaccines can help protect you against a number of serious diseases, so don't wait. Vaccinate. To learn more, talk to your healthcare professional. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7@7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
FINDLAY. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! 4-3-0 Tacoma. Colin Wild delivers high ball one to Drew Ellis. And he comes right back with a knee-high strike. 1-1. Ellis... hit a little pop-up down the right field, and it plopped in for a double, which set up Tacoma's first run in the second inning. So he's 1-for-1. Abraham Toro next, and the number 8 hitter, shortstop Mason McCoy. Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-1 pitch. Foul off to the right out of play, 1-2. All right, let's continue the Major League portion of the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. Bottom of the fifth in Phoenix, Pirates 3, the Diamondbacks 2. Middle of the third, Minnesota 3, the Dodgers 2 at Dodger Stadium. Mets beat the Reds earlier, 10-2. Fastball high, 2-2. In 10 innings, Milwaukee beat Tampa. That was a 4-3 final. The Cubs playing at home beat Washington 4-2. And in 12 innings, the Angels beat Oakland 12-4, although J.P. Sears made his Oakland Athletics debut, pitched into the sixth inning and pitched well, but had no decision. 2-2. Wiles deals. Ellis takes way inside, 3-2. San Diego beat the Giants 13-7. The Mariners, who were down 3-1 at the seventh inning stretch, came from behind to beat the Yankees 4-3. Former Las Vegas 51 and a Las Vegas guy himself, Paul Sewall, got his 15th save for Seattle. Fastball, Ellis swings and misses and strikes out. So that's the fourth strikeout for Wiles. And Ellis is 1-2, one out for Toro, who grounded out to drive in a run in the second inning, Abraham Toro. Phillies beat the Marlins 4-3. And Cleveland beat Detroit 3-2. Atlanta defeated the Red Sox at Fenway 8-4. Toro takes ball one. Toronto and Baltimore rained out. Scheduled game in Baltimore. And Toro stands in. Here's the pitch. Good slider. Swung on a miss. Nice tight slider. Good bite on it. 1-1. 3-0 Tacoma. The bottom of the fourth inning. One out and nobody on. Colin Wiles. Allowed a run in the second on the RBI ground out by this man, Toro, and a two-run homer on the third by Evan White. There's a fly ball foul to the right, hooking back out of play. 1-2. Toro went to Seminole State College in Oklahoma. Houston drafted him in 2016 in the fifth round. He's 6'1", 190, 25 years old. A 1-2. Right in there, strike three call. He threw him a slider that's was able to sneak in on the back door on the outside corner. Five strikeouts for Wiles. Toro 0-2 with a run scoring ground out and brings up Mason McCoy, who bounced out to short his first time up. So Wiles, who could use a 1-2-3 inning, hit the pitch. Big breaking ball. Falls in for a strike. That was the curve at 78 that got in there. 0-1. Strike one pitch. That one missed. 91 miles an hour with some good sink, but it missed. One ball and one strike now. McCoy waiting. Derek Hill on deck. Bottom of the fourth, a 3-0 lead for Tacoma, the 1-1. Fastball a little high. It is 2-1. Chaney Stadium, named for Ben Chaney, a local businessman who worked hard to bring minor league baseball to Tacoma, and so he was put in charge, complete control of that project. Pitch misses outside, 3-1. The amazing thing about this place, and it, they went... underwent a big renovation in 2011, but originally it was constructed in an eye-popping 42 working days. That's it. Swing and a miss, 3-2. What happened was the San Francisco Giants had committed to moving their AAA affiliate from Phoenix if the city of Tacoma could open the stadium for the start of the 1960 season, and they were running very short of time. Construction included light towers and the wooden grandstand seats from Seal Stadium in San Francisco, which were shipped here from the Bay Area. Fastball for ball four. McCoy draws a two-out walk. Second walk allowed by Wiles. And it's 3-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the fourth, and the batter, Derek Hill. Hill, the former Tiger, first ball swinging in the third, singled, and then scored later in the Evan White home run. That's it. Those are light towers are in place still today. The wooden grandstands are gone. Throw to first base, and back in there is McCoy. Well, the light towers that are here today are the same light towers that were at Seal Stadium in San Francisco back in the 50s. Wiles stretches, and the pitch. And the fastball's low, ball one, 1-0. Ken Giles is starting to throw in the Tacoma pen. He threw an inning yesterday. But Chaney Stadium has been part of the Pacific Coast League continuously since 1960. Been different team names and affiliates, but there's been PCL baseball here for 62 years. There's a ground ball to short. Smith has it. He takes an extra stutter step and throws to first to get Derek Hill, who is now 1-for-2. So in the Tacoma fourth against Wiles, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. At the end of four, Tacoma 3, the Aviators nothing.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Fifth inning, 3-0 Tacoma. The Aviators won the opener last night 10-4 to break their seven-game slide. Chris Mazza's first pitch of the fifth inning, breaking ball for a call strike. To Vince Fernandez, left-handed hitting, Aviator right fielder, batting seventh. Christian Pache and Kevin Smith to follow. Here's the 0-1 pitch. At sidearm, fastball's low. 1-1 on Fernandez, who grounded out to first baseman Drew Ellis, a 3-1 putout leading off the third. Now Fernandez is leading off the fifth. 3-0 Tacoma in the fifth inning. The 1-1 pitch now. Fernandez hits a ground ball to first. Gloved on two hops by Ellis, who goes to the bag himself and steps on it, waving off Mazza. One out, and the batter, Christian Pache. Talking about this ballpark before. I mean, they were the Tacoma Giants, 1960-65. Then the Cubs moved in as an affiliate in 1966, stayed here for 5 years through 71. The Minnesota Twins were here, AAA affiliate in 72 through 77. And even the Yankees were here 1 year. 1978, they were a Yankee affiliate. Pitch is inside. Pache jumps back out of the way. Christian struck out his first time up. 1979, they were called the Tacoma Tugs. And then they became the Tacoma Tigers in 1980. Their Oakland affiliate for many years, starting in 1980. This is a pitch that missed in the count 2-0 to Pache. From 1980 through 94, then the Seattle Mariners, which makes perfect sense. They're right up the road from here. From 95 till now, they've been a Seattle affiliate. Here's the 2-0 to Pache. Christian hits a ground ball to short. Right there to pick it up on three bounces is McCoy. He fires a chest-high strike over to first baseman Drew Ellis. Two outs in the Vegas fifth, and here's Kevin Smith, who walked on a 3-2 pitch in the third inning. Mazza has walked one and struck out four. That allowed singles to Nate Mondu and Shea Langeliers so far in this game. But they've had some good players playing this ballpark, and including some Hall of Famers. Juan Marichal, Gaylord Perry, Reggie Jackson, Ken Griffey Jr. There's a strike going one. And other notable names, Alex Rodriguez, pitcher Cliff Lee, pitcher Felix Hernandez, Jason Giambi played here, so did Mark McGuire. Manager Tom Kelly, when he was a player, is a strike 0-2. And Jose Canseco all played here. We had the 1990 Goodwill Games here. And the 30th annual AAA All-Star Game back in 2017 was played here. Pitches outside 1-2 on Kevin Smith. And this was the Mariners' alternate training site 2 years ago when the COVID pandemic forced the cancellation of the minor league season and the abbreviation of the big league season. Smith waves at a breaking ball and strikes out. So Mazza continues to pitch well. He has now retired six in a row. That's his fifth strikeout. Thrown a two-hit shutout so far. Zeros across for Las Vegas. And we've got a half a game in and a half a game to go to the bottom of the fifth. Tacoma 3, Aviators nothing.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine. Our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
So, about our summer road trip.
New York City.
Or the Grand Canyon.
Five-star hotels.
Or backpacking.
The spa.
Or how about...
Oh, never mind.
Wherever you go this summer, start with a great deal on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 2.99% APR for up to 48 months on select Hyundai vehicles. Test drive one today at your local Hyundai dealer. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Offer ends 9/6/22. Call 1-562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
The fifth, 3-0 Tacoma. First pitch called strike to Forrest Wall, leadoff man with great speed. He was showing bunt and took it for a strike. Next pitch, fastball a little high. 1-1 through four. Wiles has given up three runs on five hits. He's walked two, struck out five. Wall, who's up now, has struck out and popped out. Very fast, left-handed hitting center fielder in the leadoff position. Ground ball foul to the first base dugout. 1-2. Wall was signed as a free agent by the Mariners. Began the year with 157 career steals in seven pro years. Again, he's out of the Toronto organization. Here's the 1-2. That one barely missed a slider, maybe low, close, 1-2. Aviator shortstop Kevin Smith was teammates with Wall last year at Buffalo. And he had 35 steals and only got caught four times. Here's the 2-2 from Wiles. Breaking ball missed somewhere, not sure where. Ball three, 3-2. Originally, Wall was a first-round pick of the Rockies in 2014, the 35th overall pick, 3-2 pitch. High foul, left field side, Barrera watches it sail out of play. Still 3-2 on Forrest Wall. Wall, left-handed batter, his weakness has been hitting lefties. He's hitting 271 against righties, just 164 against lefties and 67 at-bats. Wiles looks down the barrel at Langoliers. 3-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit left field, and the rabbit is on base. Barrera gets it back in. Six hits for Tacoma. And you got to watch out for Wall now. He's a major threat on the bases, and his team has a 3-0 lead. Here's Evan White, flat out and hit a 2-run home run. Wall, 32 steals. He's been caught 9 times. McKinnon holds him on. He's got about a 4-step lead, though. Fastball strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Evan White DHing. Wall leads off, outfield deep and straight away. No real wind to speak of now. Mostly cloudy skies, but no threat of rain for the moment. Temperature hovering around 68 degrees. Throw to first base, and diving back in is Forrest Wall. 0-1. Wiles has a pretty good pickoff move. He and Parker Dungey among the Vegas righties probably have the best move. Here's the 0-1 stretch. A big swing and a tapper foul right by the undeck man, Casale, who reaches out with a right foot kick save. And a beauty. 0-2. And talking about this ballpark, the city of Tacoma chipped in $30 million for renovation, new grandstand superstructure, new roof, revamped concourse, new concession stand, seats, luxury suites, and a restaurant. Throw to first and diving back in his Wall. And the proposal at the time went through rather easily. The taxpayers didn't seem to mind. They liked their Rainiers. They knew the ballpark needed the work. They were okay to chip in. The lease was signed for 32 years. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike three called. 91-mile-an-hour pitch on the inside corner. One of the better pitches Wiles has made. That's his 6th strikeout to go along with 2 walks. 1-on, 1-out on the bottom of the 5th. Tacoma leading 3-0. And the batter is Kurt Casale, who has struck out looking and walked. 3-0 Tacoma in the 5th inning. So they're going to be playing here, according to the lease, at least until the year 2041. Casale takes a strike, 0-1. But a lot of renovations, so a lot of basic repairs. They built a total of, I believe it's 18 luxury suites. A kids' play area, which I was telling you about yesterday, with that little wiffle ball area and a playground. Here's the 0-1 from Wiles with 1-on, 1-out. There's a high foul to the right out of play, 0-2, fastball at 89. Also built more restrooms. And not only did they rebuild some concession stands, but they added some new ones. Oh and 2, Wall, 4 steps off the back, throw to first, and he gets back in. That was a closer play. I mentioned that they play soccer here. The reserve team of the Seattle Sounders of Major League Soccer moved here in 2018, and the team rebranded as the Tacoma Defiance in 2019, but maintained its Sounders affiliation. The 0-2, there's a fly ball hit to right. Fernandez went back, but now he comes in a few steps and makes a one-handed catch. 2 down. And the batter's a left fielder, Taylor Trammell, who has singled hard and scored and singled hard again, once to left, once to right. Bottom of the 5th, 3-0 Tacoma. Anyway, that soccer team says that it plans to build their own soccer-specific stadium in a parking lot not far from here with help from the Rainiers. Here's the pitch. Trammell goes down on one knee to chase a low breaking ball. Strike one, 0-1. The camera's on Trammell, and he stands up and shakes his head and is growling at himself like, why did I swing at that? 0-1. Wall may be running at some point. He's got a big lead over there. At least four steps, the stretch by Wiles. Trammell pops it foul. Outside third, slicing toward the grandstand and out of play. 0-2. Anyway, when they go from baseball to soccer, it takes less than a day to convert the stadium. They remove the pitcher's mound, cover the infield with sod. There's a women's soccer team that has also played here. 0-2 now on Taylor Trammell. Wall at first, two down. Bottom of the fifth, 3-0 Tacoma. Wiles brings his hands together in front of his chest. Forrest Wall off first, the pitch. Called third strike on the outside corner. That was a beautiful pitch by Wiles. 90 miles an hour. And a very disappointed Trammell peels his helmet off, and that's it. Seven strikeouts for Wiles, and he works around a leadoff single in the fifth. For the Rainiers, no runs, one hit, one left after five. Tacoma three, Aviators nothing.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, and son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. You could save.
Your friend, teacher, boss.
So learn FAST, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making some waves. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view. And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. See how a new Chevy can help you go a little farther this summer. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. The new pitcher is the rehabbing Ken Giles. First pitch fastball fouled off to the left out of play by Nate Mondu, who was flat out and singled. Nate's one for two. He's hitting the leadoff spot tonight. Sheldon Noisy and Shea Langeliers will follow. Top of the sixth, 3-0 Tacoma. Giles fastball, 93 miles an hour for ball one, 1-1. Giles threw an inning yesterday, but only threw a few pitches. He walked Langeliers, struck out Dermis Garcia, and got Luis Barrera to hit into a double play. 1-1 on Nate Mondu, hitting .293, four homers, 41 batted in. Slider hit in the air to left, hit well. Trammell going back. Trammell is at the track and makes the catch one step in front of the fence. Nate hit it well the opposite way, but it's just a long out. Slider. The batter with one out is Noisy. So the starter, Chris Mazza, pitched about as well as you can pitch. Five shutout innings. He allowed only two hits, a single by Mondu in a third, a single by Langeliers, in the fourth, and only one man got past first base against him. That's it. He walked one, struck out five. Great job by Mazza, and he leaves after five with a 3-0 lead. Noisy takes a strike, 0-1. Sheldon struck out looking and struck out swinging against Mazza. I'm going to try his luck against 31-year-old Ken Giles. He'll be 32 next month. Big league time with the Phillies, Houston, and Toronto. Noisy takes another strike, 0-2. Giles was exposed to baseball at a very early age. He played the game while attending Rio Grande High School in Albuquerque. He was drafted out of high school by the Marlins, but he instead enrolled at Yavapai College. He played collegially until the Phillies drafted him. Slow ground ball to short, picked up by the charging McCoy, who throws to first, and safe at first is Noisy. A little slow ground ball that was dying on the grass. It's an infield hit. McCoy charged the ball hard and made an off-balance throw. And the throw was on target, but Noisy simply beat it out. There's a good piece of hitting by Noisy. That was a good pitch by Giles, a low slider around his shoe tops. And Sheldon didn't even take a full swing, but he dribbles it toward short for an infield hit. Just the third Vegas hit. Langeliers drives one in the air to center, but it's caught there by Forrest Wall, who fires toward first, and back in sliding to the bag is Noisy. That's one of the hardest hit balls by an Aviator. Langeliers belted a line drive to Wall, two down. Noisy back at first. Here's McKinnon, who was robbed of a hit by Wall, who came in, made a tumbling shoestring grab of his ball in the second. Then David rolled it into a force play in the fourth against Chris Mazza. Giles was drafted by the Phillies in the seventh round of the 2011 draft. He moved through the Philly system quickly. He overcame a couple of oblique injuries and reached the big leagues in 2014. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike to the native New Englander, our pregame guest, David McKinnon, 0-1 to count. And Giles was one of the few bright spots on the Phillies that year. He was fourth in the National League Rookie of the Year voting. The pitch is inside to McKinnon. It's 1-1. 3-0 Tacoma in the top of the sixth. Giles opened the 2015 season as the Phillies' main setup man, but the Phillies traded Jonathan Papelbon, and Giles assumed that role. Back in those days, his fastball was in the upper 90s. Sometimes it would hit 100 miles an hour. Not as much of a power pitcher now, but still 93, 94. Slider in the dirt, and going to second is Noisy. The throw to second, he's in there. It'll be a wild pitch charge to Giles. Good effort by the catcher Casale, and good instincts on the bases by Noisy, because the moment he saw the ball loose, he broke for second. And Casale pounced on the ball, which was a couple of steps in front of home plate, and threw to second. Throw was a little high. It would have taken a perfect throw to get him. VR slapped the tag on him a little late. 2-1 on David McKinnon, righty on righty. McKinnon, closed stance, hitting 325, 15 home runs, including the game winner last night for Las Vegas, 49 runs batted in. Pitch just missed. Not sure where. 94 miles an hour, 3-1. Three and one on McKinnon. Matt Davidson would be next. McKinnon, ground ball to third. Right at the line is Toro. He gloves and throws and gets him. And the inning is over. Las Vegas does not score against Giles. No runs, one hit. The infield hit by Noisy. They leave Noisy at second. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Tacoma three, the Aviators nothing.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy.
Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
The Real Estate Guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call The Real Estate Guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Bottom of the sixth inning, line drive to deep center, racing back is Pache. He now turns and makes a one-handed catch in deep center field. Jonathan Villar, it's 425 out there. That ball point at least 400 feet, maybe more. So Villar gave it a charge, and Pache, a very good center fielder, got a beat on it and ran it down. One pitch and one out. That makes Villar 0 for 3. Colin Wiles has gone 5 and a third so far. He's trailing 3-0. He's allowed 3 runs earned. A single run in the second and a 2-run home run by Evan White in the third. He's walked 2, struck out 7. Here's Ellis. Doubled and struck out the pitch. Up and away, ball 1. 1-0. Aviators have some well-rested arms in the bullpen, but, you know, Wiles can, in general, he'll throw around 100 pitches unless he gets in serious trouble. Here's the 1-0, and that's a strike. Fastball at 91. It's 1-1. But you wouldn't expect to see Aaron Brown, who threw 2 hitless innings yesterday, or Jorge Ruiz, who mopped up with 2 scoreless innings. Parker Dungey, the starter, went 5 and got the win yesterday for Las Vegas. The 1-1. Ellis hits a high, lazy fly ball. Shallow left center. Barrera moving in, makes the catch. Pache bolted over from center. It's a bit of a tricky sky right now. Christian lost his cap, but Barrera stayed with it and made the catch. Luis pointing up to the skies if they say, yeah, that's a little tricky up there. 2 down for Toro, who's grounded out to knock in a run and then struck out looking in the fourth against Colin Wiles. But Miguel Romero, David McKay, Jake LeMoyne, Adam Kolarik, Brian Howard, any of them could pitch. Garrett Acton, here's a foul ball, strike 1. Is the count on Abraham Toro. McCoy is on deck. Wiles looks in, turns on the rubber. The strike 1 pitch now. Fastball in at the knees for a strike. Good pitch at 90, 0-2. Tacoma scored in the second when Trammell singled with 1 out. Ellis a little pop fly double. It was just fair down the right field line, moving Trammell to third, and he scored in a ground out by Abraham Toro, who's up now. The 0-2 from Wiles. Slider in the dirt, cradle there by Langoliers, 1-2, 84 miles an hour. In the third, Derek Hill singled, and then with 1 out, Evan White hit a 2-run home run. So, again, there are 3 rehabbing big leaguers in the Tacoma lineup, and they've done the damage. White with a home run, Trammell with a single, Hill with a single, and Trammell and Hill each with a run scored. Fastball swung on and missed, strike 3. Good pitch by Wiles for his 8th strikeout. Gotten Toro twice. Toro 0 for 3 with an RBI. And the Rainiers are done. We go to the 7th inning. Tacoma 3, the Aviators nothing.
This is the sound of someone correctly installing a car seat. And this is the sound of someone incorrectly installing a car seat. Correctly? Incorrectly. Hear the difference? No? That's because installing a car seat incorrectly is terribly easy. So much so, 75% of adults install them wrong. For simple instructions on how to get it right, visit buckleupforlife.org. Ah, perfectly executed. Brought to you by Children's Hospital of Nevada at UMC.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Seventh inning. And the Tacoma Rainiers trying to get even in the series. They lead the Aviators 3-0, a well-pitched game on both sides, but the Rainiers have been a little better. They've shut out the Aviators, who scored 10 runs on them yesterday and beating them 10-4. They're rehabbing Ken Giles, the former Astro and former Philly, gone after one inning. No runs, one hit, and that's it. You retired 3-4. Now the Aviators are going to see a pitcher they've never seen before. Left-hander Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N, Bernardino, B-E-R-N-A-R-D-I-N-O. He's 6'4", 180, 30 years old from Valencia, California, went to Cal State Dominguez Hills. The Cincinnati Reds drafted him in 2014 in the 26th round. No big league time entering this year. Pitches ball one to Matt Davidson. Bernardino was in the Mexican Pacific League last offseason, winter ball. Davidson takes it low at 91, 2-0. He pitched previously in his career with Tijuana in 2019, and he had time in the Cleveland organization at single-A and double-A Akron. Pitches down low, 3-0 on Matt Davidson. Got to double-A with the Reds organization at Pensacola in 2017. Davidson is grounded out and flat out against the starter Chris Mazza. And now he's facing Bernardino, 3-0 in favor of Tacoma. And Davidson takes a strike. It's 3-1. Bernardino is in his ninth game. He's off to a good start for Tacoma, 2-0 with a 0.73 ERA in 12 and a third inning. Three walks and 17 strikeouts. There's a pop-up on the right side. Ellis backing up on the outfield grass to make a one-handed catch. They get Davidson on the 3-1 pitch. Popping out to first, one out for Luis Barrera. Luis against the starter, Mazza, grounded a second and struck out swinging. Seventh inning, 3-0 in favor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Fastball strike and it's 0-1. Anyway, Bernardino at Valencia High School was a three-sport star, baseball, basketball, and track. During his senior year, his team won the league championship in basketball, and he had scholarship offers from Cal State Northridge, McMurray, and New Mexico State. Fastball inside. They appeal at third in the check swing. And third base umpire Justin Robinson says, you swung. Strike two, 0-2 on Barrera. Vince Fernandez is on deck. The Angels signed Bernardino on June 27th of this year, and here he is at Tacoma. Fastball, breaking ball, generally is, they say his curve is the better pitch than the fastball, the 0-2. There's the curve. Swung on and missed, strike three. Threw it down and away and got Barrera to chase it. Two outs. Barrera for three. Here's Fernandez, grounded to first twice. Bernardino credits a couple of guys with significant pitching experience. Tony Fossas, who was the pitching coach at Dayton. And Louisville pitching coach, as the Reds AAA team, Jeff Facero. They helped him to set up certain types of hitters. Anyway, two outs. Here's Fernandez, another lefty for him to face. And the breaking ball bends in there for strike, 0-1. Three runs, six hits. No errors for Tacoma. For Las Vegas, no runs, three hits, and no errors. Some milling around in the Vegas bullpen, but nobody's throwing yet. And the breaking ball a little low at 76 miles an hour. Tried that curveball. 1-1 on Fernandez, and if he reaches, Christian Pache will be next. So to this point, a totally different type of game than yesterday. The Aviators had their bats hitting on all cylinders, and they won the game 10-4. There's a strike. Fastball at 91. 1-2. You can see why Brandon Bernardino is tough on lefties. Fastball 90-92. He breaks off that curve in the mid-70s. That's what he used to get Barrera. Let's see what he tries on Fernandez here with a 1-2, the pitch. Fastball grounded to first again. Ellis gloves it, steps on the back. Fernandez has hit three ground balls in Ellis' direction. And Bernardino works a perfect seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch in Tacoma. The Rainiers 3 and the Aviators nothing.
Imagine living in a place where your daily commute is a walk in the park. In cities, suburbs, and small towns, people want to use their cars less and their feet more. Sound like wishful thinking? Take the steps you can count on to lead to results. Work with your local planning office and plan to walk more in your future. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Love seats, download the app to download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Love seats, share the love. Love seats.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All righty, welcome back. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Colin Wiles deals ball one to shortstop Mason McCoy. And Wiles comes right back with a 1-0. There's a swing and a high foul to the right out of play. 1-1, three runs, six hits, no errors for Tacoma. Las Vegas, no runs, three hits, and no errors. McCoy, the right-handed hitting shortstop. who has grounded out and walked in this game. So far, Wiles has walked 2, struck out 8. He's pitched well, but no support. Not yet. And Wiles with a 1-1 pitch. Fastball strike in the outside corner at the belt. Good pitch. 1-2. A lot of times with Wiles, when it comes to run support, it's been feast or famine. He was beaten by Reno last time, but they only scored 1 run for him. He beat Albuquerque the time before that, but they scored 12 runs for him. Fly ball to deep right. Fernandez goes back to the track and one-hands it midway deep on the track. So McCoy gave it a good ride. And Fernandez there to make that catch. 7 straight retired by Colin Wiles since the Forrest Wall single in the 5th. And the batter now, Derek Hill, who was single and scored and grounded out to short. The start before that, when he pitched in Round Rock, first game after the All-Star break, July 24th, is a great ball game. He allowed only 1 run on 2 hits. The 1 run was a solo home run by a fellow making his AAA debut, J.P. Martinez. Breaking ball, strike 1 called, and a curveball at 76 miles an hour to Derek Hill. But the Aviators only got 1 run, and ultimately Round Rock won the game, walking off in the bottom of the 9th inning. Here's the strike 1 pitch now. Fouled away, 0-2. The last time he won at home, July 12th against Salt Lake, they gave him 10 runs to work with. So you never know. It's usually one extreme or another in terms of run support for Wiles. But tonight, no runs through 7 for the Aviator offense. Fastball outside. It's 1-2 on Derek Hill. Forrest Wall waits on deck. We'll have the Ted Weins trivia question in just a little bit here. Aviators are going to get somebody up in the bullpen now, I do believe. 1-2. Not because Wiles isn't pitching well, but because he probably is getting up there in his pitch count, I would think. His highest number of pitches in a game this year, 110 against Oklahoma City a month ago. Here's the 1-2 now. Fastball. Did he go? Yep, he went. Strike 3. Pitch was way high. But Hill's bat went about 2/3 of the way around. The plate ump, Jacob Metz, didn't need any help to make that call. 9 strikeouts for Wiles. And if you're wondering, that ties a personal single-game high for him. He struck out 9 El Paso hitters in a start June 18th in El Paso. And now he has struck out 9 here. Here's Wall. Struck out, popped up, and singled. He hits a ground ball in the right field for a base hit. Hit number 7 for the Rainiers. Hit number 2 for Wall, who again can fly. And Evan White will come up now. Adam Kolarik throwing in the bullpen, and Steve Scarsoni is going to go get him now. So they let Wiles try to get through the 7th, but Wall messed up those plans with a 2-out single to extend the inning. Wiles pitches really well, but is going to come out trailing 3-0. He walks off, and he could lose the game or have no decision. He cannot win it, and Kolarik is going to come in to go after Evan White right here. So we've got a break in the action. 7th inning, 3-0 Tacoma. More action after this.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members.
Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the seventh inning, 3-0 Tacoma. Adam Kolarik deals ball one to Evan White. DHing, 1-for-3 with a two-run home run. The pitch. Dunker in the shallow center, racing out as the shortstop Smith, and he makes the catch and tumbles backwards. Good play by Kevin Smith, and with two pitches, Kolarik is out of the inning. So, in the seventh inning for Tacoma, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left onto the eighth inning. It's still Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture, or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Top of the eighth inning, nothing Tacoma. The new pitcher, lefty Anthony Banda, used to pitch for Reno one time in his career. Deals outside to Christian Pache. Ball one, 1-0. So Brennan Bernardino, one perfect inning of relief. And now Banda, Pache takes a strike in the inside corner. 1-1. Pache's 0-for-2, struck out and grounded to short against the starter Chris Mazza. Mazza went 5, Giles went 1, Bernardino went 1. They've combined for 7 shutout innings, and the Aviators only have 3 hits. Slow breaking ball, swung on and missed. It's 1-2 now. Banda, 6-2, 220 from Corpus Christi. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Christian Pache. And a straight change down and away, ball 2, 2-2. 3-0 in favor of Tacoma in the top of the eighth inning. Banda, who just celebrated his 29th birthday, picked up as a free agent and picked up just a few days ago. Ground ball wide of third. Scoop by Toro. He throws to first wide of the bag, but there to catch the throw is Ellis and tag Apache on the way by. So an off-target throw by Toro, but the throw was there in plenty of times. So Ellis just waited for Apache and tagged him. One out for Kevin Smith, who was walked and struck out. And Nate Mondu comes out on deck. Banda was with the Mets and the Pirates last year. 2-2 with a 4.280 ERA combined. Fastball lifted foul to the right out of play. Strike one on Kevin Smith. Don't have the pitch totals on Colin Wiles, but he certainly pitched a solid game. 6 2/3, 3 runs earned on 7 hits, 2 walks, and tied a personal single game high for this year with 9 strikeouts. But he goes out trailing 3-0. The 0-1, Smith takes high. 1-1. Ted Wien's trivia. It was on this date in 1957 when a certain future Hall of Fame slugger became the first player to clear the center field hedge at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. Who was it? That's a long home run there. The pitch foul back, 1-2. I went to Memorial Stadium once, one of its last years before they opened Camden Yards. Clear that hedge. That's quite a wallop. Who was the, at that time, future Hall of Fame slugger who cleared that hedge in center field at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore in 1957. Here's the 1-2 on the way. And the pitch is low. Breaking ball. 2-2. On Las Vegas shortstop Kevin Smith. Banda, originally Milwaukee's 10th round pick back in 2012 at a San Jacinto College in Texas. Been around 10 years as a pro. Fastball down and in. It's 3-2 now, 94-mile-an-hour pitch. So this is Banda's first appearance as a Tacoma Rainier since the Seattle Mariners, the Rainier's parent team, signed him. It's been Mazza, Giles, Bernardino, and now Banda in the eighth. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Kevin Smith. He chases a low pitch and strikes out. That was ball four. Pitch was nowhere near the strike zone. But he got him to chase it. Two down. And the batter now is Nate Mondu. 1-for-3 with a single. Flat out to deep left of the warning track his last time up. The changeup. All right. Here's Mondu. And if he reaches Sheldon Noisy, he'll be next. Banda delivers. Fastball low. Ball one. It's 1-0. Bennett got into the big leagues in 2017 for the Diamondbacks. He missed most of 2018 and 2019 after having Tommy John surgery. This is a strike, 1-1, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. He appeared in 30 big league games last year between the Mets and Pirates, just under 34 innings, 32 strikeouts and 13 walks in the big leagues. High chopper toward the bag at second, gloved by the third baseman Toro, who throws to first to get him. That's going to go in the books as a 6-3. And that big hot chopper, it was Mason McCoy. And that ball, it almost looked like a pop-up. It was chopped so high, and he had to hurry his throw, and he got Mondu by a step. So the Aviators go out in order. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, 3-0 Tacoma.
Leaving your keys in the ignition is an open invitation to a car thief. In their rush to get away, sometimes they don't bother to check inside.
Whoa, down, boy.
Protect your ride. If you know something about a car theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. Good dog. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, bottom of the eighth, Las Vegas leads 3-0. Adam Kolarik zips in a knee-high fastball for a strike at 87 miles an hour to Kurt Casale. Actually, it's Joe Odom, who's finishing up for Casale behind the plate. Odom's first at bat of the night, hitting .225, 9 homers and 24 batted in. He goes for a low breaking ball and fouls it back, 0-2. Odom did not start last night's game, came off the bench and finished at first base for Evan White, and was 0-for-2 with a walk off the bench. Joe Odom from Birmingham, Alabama. Adam Kolarik from Baltimore, Maryland, and delivers in the fastball foul back, 0-2, 92 miles an hour. So the Rainiers got a run in the second off Wiles, two in the third, and a two-run home run by Evan White, the DH. And that's it. Wiles threw 96 pitches, 63 strikes in 6 2/3 innings. Solid performance. But he's down 3-0. Kolarik delivers. Breaking ball, bounce, fouled outside first. Right through the legs of the Tacoma first base coach. He's taking some heat from the fans. And now he's going to take some more heat because he tried to toss it over the net and he couldn't get it over the net. Now he does. 0-2. So the Aviators have been shut out in the first 8 innings on only 3 hits. Breaking ball low, 1-2. Taylor Trammell on deck, then Jonathan Villar after that. And Kolarik, who came in with 2 outs in the 7th and got Evan White to loop out. It's a ground ball to second. Mondu 2 steps to his left. Grabs it cleanly and zeroes in on McKinnon and throws out Odom. 1 out. So Kolarik has retired both hitters. The ball that White hit was a little dunker, and Kevin Smith backpedaled and made a very nice catch and tumbled over backwards. 1 out for Trammell. He singled and scored, singled again, and struck out. 1-for-3. Kolarik is in his 21st game, 0-2 with a 5.79 ERA. It's the first time he's pitched in this ballpark this year. In fact, it's the first time he's seen Tacoma because he was in the big leagues the other series between these two teams. Breaking ball for ball one. Lefty Nick Ramirez is up in the Tacoma pen. And looks like he's going to be summoned to try to finish this game out. Trammell, lefty on lefty, waiting on Kolarik, who uncoils and throws. Fastball, that's a strike, 1-1. Ted Wiens trivia, the Hall of Fame slugger, who in August of 1957 became the first player to hit one over the center field hedge at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, was Yankee slugger Mickey Mantle. That figures. The 1-1 is low, 2-1. Mickey hit some of the longest home runs ever hit. Of course, only one man ever hit one completely out of Memorial Stadium, and that was Frank Robinson. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way to Trammell, and he swings and misses in that breaking ball, 2-2. He hit it off Louis Tiant, and for many years, there was a flag flying in the general area where the ball went out, and it said, all the flag said was the word here. That's where Frank hit it out, 2-2 on Trammell. Jonathan Villar on deck. Now, Kolarik set to go, and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Taylor Trammell. Slider swung on and missed, strike three. Good pitch. Kelerick has retired all three. That's his first strikeout. It's 10 strikeouts for Las Vegas pitching. Villar has struck out, hit into a double play, and flat out to deep center. All right, here's VR, switch hitter who's going to bat right-handed for the first time in the game. He's hitting 273 overall. Slider down and in, ball one. It's 1-0. $3,624, the announced crowd tonight. Anyway, Bando worked the eighth. It looks like Ramirez is going to work the ninth. Fastball inside, 2-0. When Las Vegas bats in the ninth for their last chance, and currently, with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, they're down 3-0. It'll be Sheldon Noisy, Shea Langeliers, and David McKinnon with Matt Davidson due up fourth. A formidable quartet, but we'll see what happens. The 2-0, ground ball to third. Noisy gloves, spins, throws, and gets him. And a good play at first by McKinnon, who had to reach way up and grab that ball, fully extending his left arm. Nice play by Noisy. Nice play by McKinnon. And Kelerick throws an inning and a third perfect with nothing out of the infield. And the Aviators are going to come up for one last chance to the ninth inning, 3-0 Tacoma.
In 2003, James Miner, a veteran of 26 years, suffered a paralyzing injury that changed his life. And his wife has dedicated herself tirelessly to caring for her husband.
My role is a caregiver. It's a 24-hour, 7 days a week. There's no breaks.
Paralyzed Veterans of America has been fighting for over 60 years to make sure our veterans get all the benefits they were promised and all of the support they greatly deserve. You can help. Visit PVA.org.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769. For 21 and older.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at AviatorsLV.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
In the ninth inning, the Aviators have been shut out five times this year. They're trying to avoid that. They've been blanked on only three hits so far. And the new pitcher, big lefty Nick Ramirez, former San Diego Padre, former Detroit Tiger, going to face Sheldon Noisy. First pitch, fastball foul back at 89 miles an hour. Strike one. It is 0-1. Ramirez is 6'4", 232, 33 years old from Anaheim Hills, California. The Padres were part of last year and pitched in this league for El Paso. Fastball's up and away. 1-1 on Noisy, who has struck out twice and scratched out an infield hit. Shea Langeliers next, then David McKinnon, all right-handed batters. So Bando went one inning, three up, three down with one strikeout. And Noisy swings and misses. Pitch came in at 87, 1-2. Sheldon steps out, chomps on the gum, looks around. Ramirez is a converted position player. He had a 242 career minor league average with 96 home runs. And then he got converted to the mound. There's a pop-up to the first baseman, Drew Ellis. He makes the catch, breaking ball away, and he got him. Oh, is he off balance with a swing? One out for Shea Langeliers. Ramirez making his first appearance in the series. Drafted in 2011 by the Brewers in the fourth round at a Cal State Fullerton. He was a first baseman in several years in that organization. Got to AAA and made his big league debut for Detroit in 2019. Langeliers swings and misses in an off-speed pitch, strike one. But he's had a total of 64 big league relief appearances with both San Diego and Detroit combined. 111 big league innings. 4.55 career big league ERA. And Langeliers hits a line drive. It's caught by a diving Jonathan Villar, who took a base hit away from Langeliers with a diving effort to his left on the shallow part of the outfield grass. When diving, nice play by Villar. And the Aviators now, Langeliers 1-for-4. Aviators are down to the last out. It's up to McKinnon, who has lined out, hit into a force play and grounded out. If he reaches, Matt Davidson will be next. Ramirez is 2-2 with a very nice 2.33 ERA for Tacoma in 36 games. There's a drive down the right field line, slicing foul, strike one. He has 9 saves and 1 blown save. 38 and two-thirds innings, 31 hits. He's allowed 4 home runs, walked 10, struck out 33. He needs one out to finish it. McKinnon trying to keep the Aviators' flickering hopes alive with Matt Davidson on deck. One strike to count. Ramirez, set, delivers. Fastball, line drive to short. It's caught, juggled and caught, and that's the game. Jonathan Villar jumped up, and the ball popped out of his mitt, but he caught it before it hit the ground. What a way to end it. A couple of nice plays by Villar. Juggle that one, but held on. Otherwise, Matt Davidson would have come up. Well, the Aviators have a nice game yesterday in the opener as they swing the bats aggressively and win 10-4, but they're shut out today, 3-0. They're shut out for the sixth time this year. All the totals after this.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Steiner, the Nevada style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures.
So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite.
Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming, and fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
Visit mesquite.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Back on the totals for tonight for Tacoma. They beat the Aviators tonight for only the fourth time in 13 games, but they do it with a shutout. Three runs, seven hits, no errors, leaving four. Tacoma's now 48-58 for the year. Aviators are now 52-54. No runs, three hits, no errors, and four left on base. It's not the fewest number of hits the Aviators have had in a game. They had only two in a game prior, but three in this game. They never really threatened to score as they were completely shut down by the Tacoma pitching. One home run hit by Evan White, the designated hitter on Major League Rehab from the parent Mariners. And the winning pitcher was starter Chris Mazza. Now 3-3, the save to Nick Ramirez, his 10th and 11 save appearances, attempts. And the loss, Colin Wiles pitched a solid game but falls to 8-8. A crowd of 3,624 paid to see the game. 2 hours and 12 minutes on the time. And on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll do a brief recap and get you updated on the scores coming up after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Frustration. This is one of those games where you tip your cap to the opposing pitching and defense and move along to the next day. Not much you can do. Aviators pitched well. They played good defense, but they couldn't generate any offense against five Tacoma pitchers, and so they drop it by a score of 3-0. Aviators, again, with only three hits. They had a single by Nate Mondu, a single by Shea Langeliers, and a single by Sheldon Noisy, who did extend his hitting streak to eight games. But they only had two men pass first and nobody pass second the entire game. Some nice plays by the Tacoma defensive setup, and they used Chris Mazza to go the first five to get the win. Then Ken Giles and Brennan Bernardino and Anthony Bonda and Nick Ramirez each chipped in with an inning apiece for four shutout innings down the rest of the way. They only walked one man total and struck out 7. But Wiles, again, pitched well enough to keep his team in the game and pitched well enough to win most games. You give up 3 runs and 6 2/3 in the PCL. That's going to win you more games than not, but not tonight. Adam Kolarik did a nice job, 4 up and 4 down in relief, so the bullpen will be well-rested going into tomorrow. But the Aviators have now dropped 8 of their last 9 contests. When we continue, we'll get some scores for you next when the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show continues after this.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just $1.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy.
Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, here's the PCL scoreboard and the Hash House of Go-Go numbers for you. Elsewhere, Reno beat Albuquerque 5-1, so Reno picks up a game on second place Las Vegas and moves back to 8.5 ahead of the Aviators in the PCL Western Division. Sugarland beat El Paso by a score of 14-6, and it was Round Rock defeating the Oklahoma City Dodgers in downtown Oklahoma City. Final score there, 5-3. The one game still going on. Last time we checked, and we're checking again. They're in the bottom of the 9th inning in Salt Lake. Sacramento leads Salt Lake 4-2 with one out and nobody on. And that's the case right there. And the only other game that's still in progress in the Pacific Coast League. On the Major League portion of the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard, 9th inning in Phoenix, Pirates lead the Diamondbacks 6-3. 7th inning, the Dodgers have taken a 5-4 lead over the Twins at Dodger Stadium. Earlier, the Mets beat the Reds 10-2. In 10 innings, Milwaukee playing at home defeated Tampa 4-3. The Cubs at Wrigley beat Washington 4-2. In 12 innings, the Angels beat the Oakland A's 5-4, although former Aviator left-hander J.P. Sears pitched well into the 6th inning in that game and ended up with no decision. Austin Pruitt, who began the year with the Aviators, took the loss. He's 0-1 on the year. San Diego beat the Giants 13-7. Seattle bounced back in the 7th inning and beat the Yankees 4-3. Phillies over the Marlins also 4-3. Cleveland got by the Tigers 3-2. It was Atlanta over the Red Sox 8-4. In 10 innings, the Texas Rangers defeated Houston by a score of 8-4. The Kansas City beat the White Sox 8-3. The Cardinals knocked off the Rockies 9-5, and Toronto at Baltimore rained out. I'll be back with a final word next, right after this.
This should be 8x7.
When it comes to closets, Janina's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is this schedule right? I'm going to need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the Hanson pantry's wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Friends, sink your teeth into the new primal menu, Beyond Raptor, at Carl's Jr. Awaken your primal cravings at Carl's Jr. with the primal menu with prime rib or Beyond Raptor burger. Meals so epic, you might want to roar outside the store. Well, tomorrow, game three of a seven-game series and of a 10-game road trip, seven games here in Tacoma. The Aviators have divided two now against the Rainiers as two very different types of games. Aviators came out slugging yesterday and won 10-4. And then the Tacoma Rainiers turn around and shut the Aviators' bats off in this game 3-0. So game three tomorrow, and it's a good matchup at 7:05. Lefty Jared Koenig, who threw a great game, had no decision against Reno last time, seven strong innings, 4-4 with a 3.83 ERA, one of the best ERAs in the league. Righty Darren McCacken out of Long Beach State will pitch for Tacoma. He's 7-5 with a 4.71 ERA and has pitched a few very good games against the Aviators in his career, including a couple this year. So that's the matchup for tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. We hope you will join us for that one, game three of a seven-gamer here in Tacoma. Want to thank Joe, my trusty board op, for another fine job producing this one back in the Lotus headquarters. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Until tomorrow night, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, Washington, where tonight Tacoma defeated the Aviators 3-0. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-858-6811.